This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Rawson Scheinberg of Northville, Michigan. I said, name a U.S. state capital, then name a world capital, and say these two things one after the other, and phonetically you'll get an expensive dinner entree. What is it? Well, the state capital is Dover, and the world capital is Seoul, as in the capital of South Korea, and together you get Dover, Seoul.
Oh, okay. I think I still might be a little confused, but it's not up to me. But a lot of y'all were not confused because there were nearly 1,300 correct entries. And this week's winner is Lisa Rock from Las Vegas, Nevada. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Aisha and Will.
Hey.
Yeah, so how did you figure out this week's answer? Because I'm still a little confused.
Well, the minute I saw Dover, I knew it was Dover, Seoul.
Okay.
Yeah, came to me quickly.
I know. And so what made you start submitting the answers? You're like, I'm going to try to get on air.
Yeah, why not, I thought. Oh, and I want that lapel pin.
They're very nice. You got to get that lapel pin. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I work as a table games dealer at a fabulous Las Vegas Strip resort and casino.
Wow.
I never play at the tables. I deal.
You deal. Okay.
To players.
Okay, you deal, right. And the house always wins.
No, not always. I've seen people win quite a bit, actually.
Okay.
But more often than not, the house does win.
Well, you know, you're going to play this puzzle. I think it's a little more fair than what I find in Vegas. But, I know that you're fair.
I hope
so. But I have to ask you, Lisa, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Lisa and Aisha, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials GP. For example, if I said a quarry that's the source of road material, you would say gravel pit.
Oh, boy.
So here you go. Number one, what you step on to make a car go faster?
Gas pedal.
That's right. An annual auto race with a French name.
Grand Prix.
That's it. A family doctor.
General practitioner.
Uh-huh. A large animal that China has lent to American zoos.
Giant panda.
That's it. A small animal used in science experiments.
Huh.
It's usually white.
Yeah, kind of like a little hamster, but not a hamster. Bigger.
Guinea pig.
You
guinea
got
pig.
It. A writing material that you might draw a chart on.
Graph paper.
Uh-huh. A noted political opinion survey.
Gallup poll.
Excellent. Actor who co-starred with Ingrid Bergman in Hitchcock's Spellbound.
Oh, no. I love Hitchcock movies. Aisha?
That's what I'm trying to think, because it's, okay, it wouldn't be that one. And then it's not great. It's
GP,
not Grace Kelly. And then it's
first
GP.
Name is seven letters, and the last name is four.
Gregory Peck.
Excellent. How about movement represented by a rainbow flag?
Gay pride.
Excellent. An item used to pluck strings on a musical instrument.
A guitar pick.
That's right. And here's your last one. Tiny bumps on the skin when you're cold or afraid.
Goose pimples.
Man, perfect.
Okay, great job. Yeah, you did awesome. Yeah. See, you had
thank you, Aisha. Thank you,
you
Will.
You had nothing to worry about. And here at NPR, the guest always wins.
I feel like a winner. And it's so wonderful to talk to you both.
Oh, well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Lisa, what member station do you listen to?
KNPR is Nevada Public Radio. I am a sustaining member. Couldn't do without it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That's Lisa Rock from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, take the phrase new towels, N-E-W-T-O-W-E-L-S. Rearrange the nine letters to get the brand name of a product that you might buy at a supermarket. So there you go, new towels. Rearrange the nine letters to get the brand name of a product that you might buy at a supermarket. What product is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition, Will Schwartz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.